stuck at home with nothing to do.
Hey.
Completed Netflix, had a quiz on Zoom.
Oh, not another.
It meant this duo has become a three.
Why?
Thanks to Boris Johnson and Chris Twitty. Because we're locked down, knocked up. Oh, baby, we got locked down, knocked up. It's crazy, now we're locked down, knocked up.
At least this way I know that it's mine.
I love that theme tune. Well, no, I do.
Your own theme tune.
I know it's ours. I know we wrote it, sang it, performed it, but I blimmin' love it.
In fact, let's play it again.
Do it again.
No, we won't do that. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Lockdown Knocked Up, the new parenting podcast for parents who feel like they don't have a clue what they're doing.
I think we've got to start this one by saying thank you for the amazing response that we had on the last one.
It went really well. We thought it did quite well. Yeah. And we're very, very happy with it. So thanks so much for all the nice reviews, all the little things on iTunes, the little 5-star reviews, all of that stuff.
Yeah, so if you subscribed and if you got in touch, thank you so much.
Everybody was so nice about it.
I mean, I don't know what we were expecting, but it was even better than that. So thank you.
It's interesting you say that, Gemma, because we did have one aspect got a negative review. And that was the new logo we've done, which everybody, again, was really, really nice about. Said it looked great, said it looked very professional. There was one person who didn't like it, though, and that person is sat opposite me. It was Gemma.
I hate it. I absolutely hate it. It's actually really annoying that people got in touch and said they liked it, because that means we're going to have to keep it.
What don't you like about it?
For what, I look like a blow-up doll in it. That's what I don't like.
What specifically?
Oh, I'm not...
Proportion-wise, not anymore. But...
Hey, now. I've blown up. That's definitely fair. No, but it's... You know what I mean? I've got my mouth open. I'm all... cheekbones. And the worst thing is, it's not like a blow-up doll that you'd buy. It's like a budget one.
A wish.com blow-up doll.
Yeah, exactly like that. Yeah. You on the other hand.
Well, look, you know, it may well be a sort of happy coincidence that I was the one who had the final say on the photo. I'm quite happy with it.
The whole way through. It didn't give me any angles. Just said, Gemma, look head on. Open your mouth. That's a good look for anyone, isn't it?
I think that's your best look, Gemma. I think the square on, slack-jawed look. is you down to a T.
Do you know what as well? You got the better prop in it. Little baby grow.
Oh, a little cute baby grow, yeah.
And I've got the Blimmin' Express pumps, haven't I, held out in front
of me? You'd say that like that's a bad thing. They were... How expensive were they?
£159.99.
Right, this is quite a funny thing, actually. So the way we got that, because it's quite a lot of money, is... from our work very kindly gave us, so Capital and Heart, because we're owned by the same media company, both gave us £100 John Lewis voucher to spend, saying, look guys, it's been a hard year, 2020, go and enjoy yourselves. So I think lots of people have bought, like, upgraded their bedding or something like that, got a nice John Lewis thing, whereas we've got a thing that we can milk Gemma with.
Yeah, and do you know what as well? I feel like you maybe felt a bit more hard done by than me, as if it was a gift for me, that I should be appreciating this.
I think you've done very well out of this.
And poor you didn't get to buy what? FIFA.
So that's all gone very well. How's the week been for you, Gemma? Well, how far? We're dangerously close to the birth now, aren't we?
I'm in a real mess struggling to sleep at the minute.
You do forget, that's me in bed next to you, by the way. You do forget that. I do notice this.
I'll say that you have done your fair share of whinging about it. It's the new one, though, the choking thing that started happening to me.
This is weird. So you've had how long has the insomnia been now?
Well, it started, so first trimester insomnia was a bit brutal. There was a bit of that, but third trimester is mad.
Because a lot of it seems to be, I can't work this out, how much of it is, without sounding like an ignorant male, hormones?
Can I just say, no man can ever say that to a woman. Get away with it.
But how much of it is that? But then, obviously, how much of it is the baby actually is wiggling around?
Well, none of it is my hormones.
I thought that was it. I thought it's like a hormone imbalance.
It's not a hormone thing. So the issue is, I'm 3 times bigger than I ever was. Also, we have a nocturnal baby. I don't know if that happens to everybody. Okay. So there is an element of that in it. But it's not my hormones. It's that my body is now absolutely giant. Can't sleep on my back. Can't sleep on my left side.
Do you know what? It is weird. So obviously we can now feel little baby wiggling around in there. And so sometimes I can feel it at night, right? When, say, we sort of are just sort of cuddling and Gemma goes in sort of big spoon, I can feel our unborn daughter kicking me in the small of the back.
In the kidneys.
Giving me a little kidney shot.
Oh, are you saying this is... I thought you were going to go on to say it's so lovely, it's adorable, but you're whinging about it.
It's weird. It's like... This is like something out of Insidious or something like that. It's like your stomach's been possessed.
Imagine how it is for me. To be fair as well, you don't know it, but I blame you for a lot.
No, I do know it.
A lot. I mean, so the other day when I woke up choking, there was a little second where I thought...
So this is a new development, isn't it?
Oh, sorry, I should have explained that, shouldn't I? So I wake up 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, literally gasping for air, and I'm choking. I don't know what it is. And it feels like you could have done it. Because it's a shock when I first wake up.
Right.
So when I initially woke up the first time...
Let's add that onto the resentment pile, shall we?
What's he
put
done
that with the fact I've been able to drink.
Yeah.
The fact my body's exactly the same.
The fact it's all your fault. I'm in this situation.
And then on top of that, we put that Gemma now suspects I'm choking her in her sleep.
In the night, in my sleep.
You know. And the fact I just happened to be stood there holding a pillow was a mere coincidence.
But yeah, so that's how our week's been for me.
That was weird. It is weird, actually, because you think, because you go, well, what do you do? Because you do the pat on the back, and then if that doesn't work, obviously the next thing's the Heimlich.
Yeah.
But how do you do a Heimlich with a baby in there?
You don't do a Heimlich with a baby
in there.
Well, what
do you do? Yeah.
Well, do you know what? It was tricky because I knew you were doing that to me, which was making it worse. Mm. You were hitting me on the back, and I was trying to tell you, no, Rob, that's really not helping. That's making everything worse. I couldn't get my words out.
No, I did hear you. I just, you know, it was the hormones. A dumb head in that day. So it's just like, yeah, there you go. I'm pretty sure this is how we do it.
Well, it didn't work, did it? Because I must have carried on choking for a further 40 minutes after that.
So if anybody listening knows that this is actually a thing, because we've Googled it, we don't really know. No. So if this is a thing that's happened, it'd be great if you could hit us up. So our email address as well is knockeduppod@secretrex.com. And the reason I bring that up now as well is because obviously last week our theme was about finding out you're pregnant.
Yes,
and
it was.
And so we've had quite a lot of people have since got in touch, but my favourite one I found.
Have we got a belter?
So this came in from Becca, who says, at my work, we were joking around reading our horoscopes and mine alluded to a baby or something like that. My colleague had a pregnancy test in her drawer and they peer pressured me into taking it there and then in the office toilet. Guess what? The horoscope was right.
What? Hold on. All of that story is absolutely mental.
Okay, why?
Well, for what? So she hasn't had a clue. It's just in her horoscope. So no symptoms so far. And then the other thing is...
Yeah, it's a very good point.
Who is the lady with the pregnancy test in her drawer? Who has an emergency... I've heard of like an emergency chocolate bar if you're getting stressed out.
The office tart, maybe. Old good time Sally from accounts always carries one around.
Oh no, it's happened again.
It's the theme of the pod. Good breaks from changing nappies to changes to your bod. We'll tell you ours, you'll tell us yours, we'll get you in the squad. Cause it's the theme of the pod.
Yes, it is time for this week's theme, which is...
the dreaded morning sickness.
Yeah.
Strap yourselves in because I have a lot to say on this topic.
I think I'm going to be taking a backward seat in this a little bit. Or I could just storm in and mansplain it.
I was going to say, really? Why do you think that? Have you been the one with your head down the loo for the past 7 months?
Yes, this has been the bane of your life.
Well, my first point is the name of it. Morning sickness.
Yes.
Because it's not. It's all day sickness. It goes on all day from when you wake up to when you go asleep again.
That has to be, I think, one of the greatest signs of false advertising. You were, ironically, more sick in the evening.
Yeah, I was. There was a couple of times early on when it started in the morning. And at that point, I was like, right, okay. Got it out the way. Yeah. The rest of the day is mine.
I can just maybe go for a workout.
I'm free.
Maybe we'll have Wednesday night curry club. Who knows?
As it went on, though, I just can't help thinking, because there's loads of wives' tales around pregnancy to make sure women do it again so we keep on populating the planet.
Yeah.
And I feel like morning sickness is one of them, because I've never met a girl who it just happened in the morning and then she moved on.
So you think it's like the reason it's called that is it's like a Jedi mind trick thing. So people were like, I was sick for 9 months, and then a scientist has sort of gone, no, you weren't.
It was in the morning.
It was the morning only. You were fine by lunch.
And then by the end of it, you're like, yeah, they're right.
But you had a problem as well, didn't you? Because obviously, unfortunately for you, the fact you were slightly worse in the evening actually coincided with your 2-hour round commute to Birmingham.
Oh, do you know what? That was honestly hell on earth. Because as soon as I was on the train, I was instantly sick. Because you're not feeling well anyway.
Right.
Then you've got motion sickness.
Yes.
On top of that as well. So the second I sat down, I knew I've got about four
and,
minutes.
And
in
actually, thinking about it, those trains as well, it's quite hard going to the toilet at normal times, like when it's moving, let alone if it's emergency and you're sort of legging it there because you don't want to, you know, chunder all over
have
people in the quiet coach.
It wasn't first class, but they still don't deserve that. You know what? That was a big...
Do you think they go, that's part of the... Someone wants their money back because they're thrown up on and they go, well, if you actually check the T's and C's, that is a first class privilege and you
it's
didn't pay for
there,
it.
Sir,
yeah,
is
sorry.
It? Sorry.
Now clean yourself up and get off at the next platform.
Yeah, maybe. It was quite... You know what made it even trickier, though? It's a pandemic, isn't it? So you can't even breathe that sweet, sweet fresh air. You've got a mask on. Honestly, I used to sit there with my head on the desk looking grey and just lie like that until my legs went numb and I had to shift. It was just... And as well, because I...
Like a sort of like human jellyfish where you just slumped.
It really was, like, literally.
Oh, the magic of pregnancy.
Holding my head. And because I get that train every day as well, so you start recognising people and the conductors, we kind of had a bit of a rapport.
Recognised you again, yeah? There she is.
I think they just thought I was...
The vomity jellyfish woman from Upper Junction.
I think they just always thought that I was drunk all the time.
Oh, what, like they just developed a problem during lockdown?
A drinking problem. Yeah, the jellyfish woman with the drinking problem on the Watford train. But they start, you know, they used to talk to me quite a bit. By the end of it, they would just avoid...
Dan, right, and completely understandably.
At all costs.
Completely understandably.
Do you remember the day I came home and I was actually quite moved? It made me cry because there was the one woman, only one, who must have recognised what it actually was. And she came over with some dry poppadoms.
With a leaflet for the Samaritans.
Like, yeah. Sort yourself out, love. Yeah. Talk to Sam, we're here.
Yeah. Here's a methadone clinic going. So yeah, that was a nightmare. The all day thing was bad.
Horrible.
Then... The thing I noticed you struggling with is the fact that on top of the fact you're then quite sick, anything can set you off because you suddenly develop this insane sense of smell.
I could smell tyres. Do you remember? I could smell tyres on cars from 100 yards.
Real shame, actually, because Halfords offered Gemma that internship because she's like the tyre whisperer.
Oh, God, I couldn't take
They'd drive
guys.
Up, she'd be like, it's a couple of Pirelli 458s.
Excuse me, we're like... Right, bring in the next, boys. Though, do you remember, though, there's literally a tyre shop by the coffee place we used to walk to, and I literally couldn't go into the coffee place because it was making me feel like I was going to puke.
What's the biological reason for that? Because it is almost like, you know, I mean, it wouldn't be the
like
most...
a superpower.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be probably the highest grossing Marvel film, but it is weird that that happened.
Well, there was one thing that worked for me that helped.
Oh, is this a top tip? An anti-morning sickness tip?
Yep.
Okay.
Eat bland food.
Right.
That's the secret.
It does kind of make sense, I suppose.
But I mean, as bland as you can get it, literally no flavour at all.
What are we talking?
I was nailing boxes of crackers with nothing on them.
What, just salt, what, like Ritz?
Salt, Ritz, dry crackers, which you have to swallow without water because water sets you off as well.
So what was your daily sort of food routine then, if that was all you're eating? Was it like, I wake up in the morning, plain toast,
yep,
then for lunch a cracker,
yeah, no,
then as a snack you'd go and, you know,
and more crackers,
lick some plasterboard just for the flavour?
I wasn't quite at that level, but yeah, similar. You have to eat little and often, so I would have in my handbag just a box of crackers
and you just and a little nibble of a crackle
under the mask so nobody looks because it's still frowned upon in the pandemic, and nibble them.
Oh, hang on, a transit van's gone past, I can smell the tyres.
Get me another cracker.
Well, this actually brings us nicely onto the last thing, because obviously I had not a lot to do with this. The routine we'd be in is Gemma would go to work, she'd get back about 9. So I would, during the week, I'd make all the dinners and stuff, and I'd do that old, like, you know, one of those through the door box, they give you the ingredients and stuff. Sadly, Just Eat don't have many cracker-based recipes in their boxes. So in hindsight, it was a bit stupid of me, but Gemma was then coming home to, like, bang bang chicken.
Oh, God. You were cooking such flavoursome meals. And like the before pregnant me would have been so proud and happy. Did pregnant me, you were killing me daily.
I was a victim of my own incredible palate. But yeah, but then I always weirdly found myself getting a bit frustrated because I was putting all this effort into, you know, a cheeky jalfrezi of a Thursday. And you'd come home, you'd eat it and then instantly vomit.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, well, what's the point in this then?
I know. But I did used to text you, be like, what do you want? And give me this big menu for all these amazing like things. I'd be like, I want a jacket potato. Yeah. That's all I want.
Well, I'm afraid it's not on the menu. We got a chicken maharash. Or a lamb tagine.
Or I can swap it with fish and you're eating it. Yeah.
And it was unfortunate timing as well, because it was around the time we were getting really into MasterChef the Professionals.
Yeah, we were.
So if anything, my flavour palette has never been more expanded than it was during lockdown.
Oh, you were really trying, weren't you?
I really like the idea. I think they should introduce a pregnant judge onto the MasterChef panel.
That's a great show.
So you've got, you know, you've got whoever there, Marcus Waring saying one thing.
Monica.
You've got Greg Wallace tasting it going, oh, that's lovely. There's so much depth of flavour. And then you just pop up and you just go, is that tarragon?
But then it'd be great for the chefs. All you'd need to do is present it with a baked potato. We have a winner. Because we're locked down, knocked up. Oh, baby, we got locked down, knocked up. Right, so that was our experience of the first bit of morning sickness. We put this up on our Instagram and we got loads of stories in.
So this is coming from Aisha. She says, I had a real morning sickness low point when I was in Costco and realised I had to immediately throw up.
Oh, that's one of the worst places. Well, all the free samples, which is normally good, but the smells from Costco, going to set anyone off.
Do you think, because it's Costco, she threw in an extra 50% of vomit? Extra bulk buy discount rate? She said, I ran to the nearest garbage can, which happened to be close to a lady giving out samples. I was immediately surrounded by people trying to ask if I was okay. I was trying to tell people between heaves that I was just pregnant and it was nothing to worry about.
It was
about.
Actually a beautiful moment.
Yeah, exactly. But to add to my humiliation, every time I vomit, I wet myself.
Oh, that happens. Oh, poor girl.
So that was fun in front of a ton of strangers. I haven't been back since.
You know what? The only positive I can think...
Is that her choice or theirs, do you think?
She's now, lifetime ban from Costco. You know what? It's happened to me a few times when I've been out walking and I've had to sort of scurry down somewhere behind something and throw up because when it happens. You've got no control over it.
What sort of kind of amount of time, what warning do you have from the moment of like, splash down?
Sometimes it can be in your mouth and that's it. It's happening. Oh, times it's bad. Other times you get a couple of minutes. But I started taking a carrier bag with me. I even know the supermarkets that don't have holes in the bottom. M&S is a good one. Waitrose, you got to go for the big hitters.
Can I get what the cheaper ones? I know the Co-op ones are quite...
Oh, flimsy.
Because they're the compostable ones.
Yeah, not good. Yeah.
Aldi and Lidl, I imagine they're riddled with holes.
Well, if you go for the cheap ones, if you pay 10p, you can throw up in that and bring it home. It'll be fine. No leakage.
Which obviously you don't do.
I don't do, no. But on this particular time, M&S carrier bag, and that was my...
Lovely stuff.
That was my saviour.
Well, I don't know if anybody from M&S is listening, but if they want to work that into their advertising campaign where they go, this isn't just a normal vomity carrier bag, this is an M&S vomity carrier bag.
M&S carrier bag. Sexy.
Have you got one there?
Right, this one from Kelly, bless her. I've got horrendous morning sickness, currently 10 weeks. Oh, that's a bad stage as well, I remember it.
Okay, what, does it sort of ramp up?
Hang in there. It gets better after 12.
Just 2 more weeks to go.
2 more weeks, you can do it, come on, Kel. Yesterday, I was upstairs throwing my guts up for most of the day. When it slightly calmed down, I realised I hadn't let the poor dog out all day. So I ventured downstairs, but halfway down, realised I was going to throw up again.
Not on the dog. She didn't throw up on the dog. Please tell me this story does not end up in a little Jack Russell being hosed down in the shower.
I'd quite like it if it did. It started to come up with nowhere to go. I panicked and ran out the front door in my underwear. I began to puke directly into our bushes.
Okay.
Dog survived.
Weirdly, that's a happy ending, I think.
Just as all the neighbours were putting their kids on the school bus.
Okay, maybe not.
Oh, bless her.
That is definitely getting flagged up in the if they have a neighbourhood watch scheme in operation.
The woman puking in the bushes. What about for the kids on the bus?
I was just going to say, our neighbour is a little bit of a curtain. I'm literally lowering my voice to say this, but our neighbour is a bit of a curtain switcher. That would definitely be going in the report.
Oh, can you imagine if you'd been outside?
If you were out there throwing up into the bins, knowing our luck as well, you would have vomited into the wrong bin. She'd been like, vomit goes in the recycling bin. You put it in with the plastics.
Lockdown, knocked up. Lockdown, knocked up.
Okay, one little thing before we move on. I've just got one question to ask you. Obviously, while this is all going on, it was all happening to you. I was just there the whole time. My life was largely unaffected. Did you resent me at all?
Oh, yes. A massive, very easy yes.
But why? It's not my fault.
Do you know the truth is? What I've resented you the most was...
Hang on, so what? There's like a league table here.
There was one specific thing I remember really shining through.
Oh, here we go.
My issue with you used to be when you'd moan that you didn't feel very well or that you were tired or the worst one of all, and everyone will back me up, when you were hungover and whinging about that. Because there I am going through this for the sake of both of us. And it's no choice of my own. I've had no fun getting here.
Yeah, but why should I have to change my lifestyle?
You used to drive me, honestly, around the bend.
This is the one thing. Obviously, you did amazingly well and it was incredible and it was superhuman effort. And it's so, obviously, watching you be sick was
that
horrible.
That
sad
is so
horrible,
insecure that horrible, you just reeled all horrible, about. Obviously.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, whatever, back to me.
But you know what I mean. But that was the one thing, was it was a bit like, it was like you had the monopoly.
I knew you were going to say that because you kept saying that at the time. And that was one of those things.
Like, I am allowed to have a head cold.
Yeah, but it wasn't just the occasional head cold. The amount of times, I didn't realise the hypochondriac that I'd married until I got pregnant.
This is ridiculous. And then,
obviously, because we're in the pandemic.
Yeah.
How many times did I hear you say, oh, do you think I've got corona?
Well, I'm just a very concerned citizen. I didn't want to spread it.
Just a wimp.
And lastly, the other thing was, of occasion, I think I only went about three times during the whole thing. Like, when we were allowed, went to the pub with my friends. Obviously, Gemma couldn't drink. I would maybe come home a little bit drunk. And that was treated like... That was like... Do you look back now, and I think I know the answer to this, do you look back now and think it was maybe unreasonable to get annoyed at me for having three Guinness on a Friday night?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And that was one of the issues as well, because okay, when you told me you had three Guinness, was it three Guinness?
It's hard to tell, it's all a blur.
You were always steaming drunk. And the worst one was...
You know what I'm like after 8 or 9, but I mean, yeah, it was three
Such
Guinness.
A lad. Oh, I'm glad you asked me that question, actually. I really felt good to get that off my chest.
Oh, no.
I'm still furious, it turns out.
Should have taken that out of the list of draft questions.
All girls will like it. All girls will be the same.
Never ask... Did you at any point resent me again?
Slightly, I just feel like...
Can we wrap this up? Sorry, or what is this, therapy?
I've just thought of another thing.
How much? That much? I used to spend my money on nights out with the lads. Now it's going all on Pampers and organic breast pads. How much? Definitely the best of all our jingles. I'm not just saying that because I was the sole writer-producer.
And performer.
And performer as well, yeah. Don't forget the performance.
No input at all.
It's time for this week's How Much? And Gemma is stepping up for this one.
Yeah, with a very easy one for me. Gaviscon.
Yes.
Indigestion relief. I honestly have spent, I'd say, way more than I've ever spent on booze on Gaviscon in the past 6 months.
How much do you get through in a day? About a bottle, isn't it?
Minimum. So the little bottles of Gaviscon, I get through about six of those.
That's just like a hip flask, isn't it?
Easy.
That's just like a shot.
Down that in one.
Yeah.
But the other, I've started getting it on prescription. The massive, it's called Pepto Milk. It's bright pink.
Pepto Milk.
I get it from Amazon. They drop it off six at a time.
So how many litres is that all
in
all?
At one point, we had about 4 litres of the stuff in the house.
4 litres of Pepto Milk.
Anyway, so I've had a look and worked out how much I've actually spent on indigestion milk.
This is going to be depressing, isn't it? This is going to be like that time where we used to work. I used to go and get Eggs Benedict every day, and I worked out I spent £400 on poached eggs.
You were keeping them in business on your own.
I was keeping them going.
They were devastated when you got a promotion.
Right, go on, what is it?
So every month on this stuff, I've spent £113.
Oh my God.
Been pregnant for 8 months.
Oh geez.
That's £904 on indigestion milk.
On Gaviscon.
That's probably...
Oh my... Well, there's only one way to react to that, and that is...
How much? That much? I used to spend my money on nights out with the lads. Now it's going all on Pampers and organic breast pads. How much?
Yes, it's time for baby fail of the week.
It is. We're going to get to the ones we got sent in. We got so many in as well. Turns out lots of people are just as...
useless as we are.
Shoddy at parenting as we are.
Brilliant.
So I'm going to get the ball rolling. It turns out a lot of my dear close friends didn't realise we were actually having a baby.
Well, how did that happen? Because you didn't tell them?
Well, no, I did. But so a lot of them are kind of not really, sort of don't really follow on Instagram. Like that kind of
they
thing.
They don't, your mates, to be fair. They're too...
Don't say that. That makes it sound like it's like the it crowd. Whereas opposed to all your influencer friends. Swipe up for a discount now. Hashtag SponCon.
Oh, cool. Sorry that my friends have got their finger on the pulse, whereas yours are just a bunch of granddads, all right? That's all I'm saying.
So basically, I did put it in the WhatsApp group. I put a picture of our scan in. Anyway, when we were allowed in lockdown, we had that bit where we were allowed to meet up. My mate Toby, he was like, so how's Gemma? And I was like, yeah, going well. Obviously, you know, the baby's due in a couple of months. And he was like, What?
At that point, we must have been about 5-6 months gone at that point.
He had no idea. And he said, why didn't you say anything? And I said, well, I put it, you know, it's up on Instagram. I put it in the group. And he was like, I thought that was a joke. I thought you were joking.
What, like you couldn't impossibly impregnate anybody?
Well, no, thank you, Gemma. I don't think he was like, you?
You know, you could have really spun him out. Like, how long do you think you could have... Could you have turned up to the next one quite
feasibly? With a child.
With a baby, and they'd be like, Rob, whose kid's that? Actually, it's mine.
So yeah, that is my baby fail of the week.
Right, let's move on to the ones that we've had sent in then. First one comes from Sam. Guys, I'm 25 weeks pregnant with our first. We're in the pandemic, so decided to Facebook Live our gender reveal to our friends and family.
Oh, God.
So we had one of those confetti cannons arrive that are pink or blue. We had about 300 plus people on the call. We grabbed
on
the cannon.
On a Facebook Live?
On a Facebook Live. They must have loads. Unlike us, they've got loads of friends.
My six mates didn't even pay attention to mine. We got 300.
All of a sudden, you're not laughing at her anymore, okay. Are you? We excitedly grabbed the cannon and pulled it together. I wasn't expecting it to go off with such a bang. It gave me a shock and I wet myself just as blue powder drifted into the air. Everyone on the tour. And it turned into the worst day of my life. And to be fair, you wouldn't really notice the powder. You'd just notice the girl that wet herself.
Do you know you were laughing at me for having not enough friends? I'm laughing at her because if she'd been as unpopular as me... Then she wouldn't have had 300 people witness herself wet herself.
Joke is back on you.
Yeah, Mrs. Popularity. Okay, it's definitely up there. This came in from Lisa. It says, my daughter had just started having her baby teeth fall out, which is actually quite expensive in brackets. But anyway.
What do you mean?
Well, I guess like if you go to pound to go, it adds up, doesn't it?
Tooth fairy.
How many teeth do kids have? What, 30?
Should we know that?
I don't know. We don't have a kid, so it'd be a bit weird if you did know it.
We never got given any pounds either when I was little. That's still a source of upset from my childhood.
What did you get given?
Didn't get given anything. A little chocolate. There you go.
God.
Yeah, there was no tooth fairy in my
grim up north, isn't it?
Isn't that sad?
A little scally scouse ways. I would have thought you would have got like a sort of stolen hubcap.
Oh, there we go. Because the classics are always the best, aren't they? Oh, no, they're not.
Anyway, one fell out and she put it under her pillow at night. I then realised, however, that I didn't have any change on me.
Oh, no.
So you obviously don't have like a pound coin. So what do you do?
Root behind the sofa. I'm guessing she'd done all of that.
Does the Tooth Fairy take contactless these days? Or I've seen buskers who do contactless, so maybe Tooth Fairies do as well. Anyway, she says, I wasn't sure what to do. I then noticed her piggy bank sat next to her bed.
She didn't rob from her own daughter.
I made a lovely little balance transfer. Yes, she did. Later, and there was a pound under her pillow. She signs off with, I regret nothing.
That's absolutely scandalous. So the poor little girl's paid for the privilege of her own tooth falling out.
It is a hard option. You've got no money in the house.
You can do an IOU. The Tooth Fairy could have left her a little IOU, £1.
The child
be back
doesn't
tomorrow.
Know about
buy yourself a bit
IOUs,
of time.
IOUs, does it?
Kid wakes up in the morning.
The child doesn't know about IOUs now. Although, actually, again, your Liverpool upbringing, you're probably very familiar with loan sharks and.
Well, that's two you've managed to get
sort of
bleed himself.
Ah, Mum, it's another IOU.
Do you know what? You're brave. You wouldn't. Would you say that if your mother-in-law was in this room? No, you wouldn't.
Oh, right. Okay. Right. Should we pick a winner?
Yeah.
My vote. I think wetting yourself online in front of 300 people is quite hard to beat, actually, the more I think about it.
I think it's got to be that one.
Right, let's lock it in. That is Baby Fail of the Week.
Yay. Baby Fail of the Week. Maybe they've learned to swear, now they can speak. Maybe you wet yourself in Sainsbury's. Don't be ashamed, we're all the same. It's time for these Baby Fail of the Week.
And there we go. And that brings us nicely to the end of episode 2 of Lockdown Knocked Up.
I loved it. And you know what? We need your baby fails and your morning sickness stories for next week.
Yes.
So you can send them in to our email. It's knockeduppod@secretrex.com. I'm going to do it again. knockeduppod@secretrex.com.
And we would love it if you followed us on Instagram, number one for followers and SponCon opportunity, but also because that is where we put the theme of the week up, early doors. So if you want to get yours in early, and I am at Radio Rob Howard and Gemma is at Radio Gemma Hill. Yes, we've already established how tragic it is that we have matching Instagram handles.
I regret nothing. Remember to hit subscribe and we'll see you next week. This podcast is part of the Secret Recordings Network. Stuck at home with nothing to do.
Hey.
Completed Netflix, had a quiz on Zoom.
Oh, not another.
It meant this duo has become a three.
Why?
Thanks to Boris Johnson and Chris Whitty, because we're locked down, knocked up. Oh, baby, we got locked down, knocked up. It's crazy now we're locked down, knocked up.
At least this way I know that it's mine.